Blog Talk Radio.
After the death of Solomon, God divided the kingdom of Israel into two houses. There were 10 tribes in the northern kingdom, known as the Lost Tribes of Israel. They were cast out into the world because of their great sin against God. However, God promised in the last days he would gather these lost tribes back to Israel before the return of our Lord. Unknowingly, some of the churches made up of these lost tribes known as the House of Ephraim. God is now calling them to prepare to come back home to the land he gave our fathers. The call to prepare has been sounded.
Well, welcome, Ephraimites, and shalom. This is your host, Sister Donna Deckard, and this is the House of Ephraim Show on Tuesday, November the 8th, 2022. Well, today it's Teachers Tuesday, but first, the word from Arna.
And now, from Cradle of Hope, are some important announcements for you. This month, from Cradle of Hope, is a must-have gift offer, the transition of the church. God has transitioned the church since the days of the book of Acts. Don't miss out on this last and greatest move of God. Jesus Christ is returning for a church full of power and glory. This transition will bring the church forward. Send a gift of $25 or more. Call today and get free shipping if you ask for the Transition of Church gift offer. Call 618-262-2810 or go online at jewishprophet.com. Send a gift of $25 or more and ask for the Transition of the Church gift offer.
Welcome back. This is your host, Sister Donna Deckard, and I have a few announcements to make. I want to, first of all, thank each of you that are tuned in today and listening. I want to thank you for that, and we appreciate that as we, you know, it takes effort to do this, and so I appreciate you tuning in. Well, I want to remind everyone that we will be having a quarterly. Yes. Boy, that's nice, isn't it? We're going to have a quarterly, and that will be held January 13th, 14th, and 15th, 2023. And the doors will open at 5. We will have a registration for that, $20. That covers the food. And for the children 11 to 6 is $10. And under 5 is 3. And we ask that you pre-register for that by sending us an email at cradle@jewishprophet.com. And we will be closing that registration or the pre-registration on January the 2nd. And but if you will please register early, okay? If you plan to come, please register early. Why? Because we need to know how much food to purchase, okay? And with it being the holidays and everything, it would be awesome if you would just register somewhere the first part of December and let us know, you know what, I plan to be there. And that way we have time to get the food ordered and get everything ready. Well, you can check out our itinerary on our website, jewishprophet.com. And then I want to remind each of you also that we do have Sabbath Fellowship online. And that is every Friday night with Prophet Mark Reinbold. And then we have a live streaming that's available on YouTube on Wednesday evenings with myself. And both of those are available on our YouTube channel, Jewish Prophet. We have this, of course, this blog station with the late Prophet Deckard and myself. You guys got a little surprise this week, didn't you? Yeah, you was expecting Prophet Deckard and you had Sister Donna. Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise, I'm sure. And so you got to listen to me this week twice. On our other blog station, we have on Tuesdays, Prophet Gary Burpee. On Thursdays, we have Prophet Greg Burpee. All of us are teaching Prophet Deckard's materials. If you are interested in the links, phone numbers, times and days, and you need that information, email us at cradle@jewishprophet.com, and we will get that information out to you as soon as possible. Well, last week, Well, the last time we ministered, I think it was last week. Anyway, well, I've had a lot go on this week. We began the series on Seize the Kingdom with Force. Seize the Kingdom with Force. And that was the first time for me to have an introduction as long as that introduction was. And that introduction lasted the whole blog. So we're going to begin the scriptures today. Let's turn with me to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Then he called his disciples together and gave them power and authority. Yeshua called the disciples. Now, what is a disciple? It is one who is actively learning and setting underneath. Okay? So he called those who were actively learning and setting underneath his instruction. He called them together and he gave them power and he gave them authority. Power and authority. You know, someone had a relative once. He had aspirations of becoming a policeman. And he went to school to become a policeman. And then he had to go to take a test and be qualified before he would be given the power and authority as a police officer. And he had to pass that test. He had all the training. He had been a disciple. He had listened. He had learned. And he went to take the test. And there was one problem. His eyesight was not 20/20. And at that time, they required you to have 20/20 vision or you could not be qualified. You could not be given the power and authority. But Yeshua called his disciples together and he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Are you a disciple of the word? Are you a disciple? Are you actively setting under, studying, growing, learning? You have been given power. You have been given authority. Look on Mark. Mark chapter 16. Mark 16 verse 17. These signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? Do you believe in God's word? Are you setting under the word of God and learning it? These signs will follow you. In my name, cast out devils. Speak with new tongues. Thou shalt take up serpents, and if thou drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Power. Authority. Are you a believer? Are you a disciple? You have power and authority. What's the opposite of that? What's the opposite of power and authority? Weakness? Weakness? You don't have what it takes. You have been given power and authority over all diseases, over all devils. You have been given power and authority. Are you a believer? Do the signs follow you? You see, this is not something you just volunteer for. There were a lot of people following Yeshua around, but he only gave the power and authority to his disciples, those who were actively studying and learning. Those who are actively studying and learning. Let's go back to Matthew. Matthew 11, 12. For the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. You have been given power. You have been given authority, and the violent take the kingdom of God by force. You have to take God's kingdom by force. And it starts in your personal life. You see, we all have this dream of God using us for others. Maybe you don't have that dream. I did. But it had to start with me first. It had to start with my family and my life. And the kingdom has to be taken by force. There was a battle, a spiritual battle that had to be fought. Darkness wants to stop you from being a believer. Darkness wants to stop you from ever receiving the power and the authority. Because once you receive the power and authority, darkness has a problem. You have to seize the kingdom of God by force. You have to force your way in there. You have to slap your lazy flesh and demand of your flesh. That's what it takes. The kingdom of God suffers violence. Why? Because darkness is out there to kill, to steal, and to destroy you. Darkness doesn't want you to come into the kingdom of God. You have to take it and seize it. No one can seize it for you. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. How many of you have things you desire? I desire. be healed. I desire to be delivered. I desire to know more of God's word. I desire to be used of God. I desire to be the head and not the tail. I desire to be prosperous in everything I set my hand to. What things soever you desire, whatever it is that you desire, what is it you desire today? When you pray, for that desire, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Mark understood about taking the kingdom by force. Mark understood. He said, whatever you desire today, when you pray, believe you've already received it. Believe you've already received it. But your flesh says, still sick. Your flesh still feels the pain. Your flesh still hears you cough. Your flesh still sees the problem. But we are not living by flesh. We're living by faith. And Mark said, if you, when you pray, will believe that you receive whatever it is you desire, you shall have it. You shall have it. The secret is believing and continuing to believe. That's the secret. You see, some of us believe one day and the next day we falter. And we get in fear. We get in doubt and unbelief. You have to stay in belief. Even when it looks like it's never going to happen. Mark understood that. So first you pray. Believe that you receive, and you will. But you must force yourself. You must force yourself to believe so you can receive. It's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. Force. Demand. You have to demand of your flesh to believe. You have to demand of the Word of God. Look over here. Let's look back in Matthew. Matthew, chapter 7. Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you. Ask, seek, knock. Ask means to require. Seek is to demand. For everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it will be opened. seek and knock. How many of you have ever went to someone's home? Now, nowadays, most homes have doorbells. But how many of you ever stood there and knocked on the door and nobody came to the door? And you really needed to see that person badly. You may have knocked on the door. You may have tried to see if it was locked. You may have walked around their house to see if anybody was home. You have to get desperate to learn the Word of God. How many of you have done that? What is it that you desire? Have you gotten desperate enough to look up the scriptures about that situation? What we teach you to do, isn't it? We tell you whatever it is you need, get the scriptures that cover that, and read those scriptures, pray them every day. Until what happens? It gets from your head to your heart. You are going to have to require of the Word. You are going to have to put a demand on God's Word. But it has to be from the heart. And you are going to have to put forth the effort. Luke understood this as well. Look there, Luke 11:9-10. Actually, they were quoting Yeshua. And I say unto you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh, it will be opened. How many of you have done that? How many of you have done that, or do you just sit down and have a pity party? Oh, somebody feels sorry for me. Oh, somebody feels sorry for me. I have this going on in my life. Somebody feel sorry for me. God, feel sorry for me. I love it. Prophet Deckard used to say, God doesn't join your pity parties. Let me tell you something. He doesn't. He doesn't. I remember I was in my early 20s. I was having a pity party one day. I was sitting in an overstuffed chair that had arms on it that were about 4 or 5 inches wide. I had a box of Kleenexes, and I'd sit there and I'd cry. Oh, poor me. I cried, and I was using the Kleenexes. I kind of settled down. And I was feeling sorry for me. Life just wasn't treating me right. And I finally, I'm creative. And back then, you could take Kleenexes and you could fold them and you could make flowers out of them. And so I started making flowers out of those Kleenexes as I was sitting there having my pity party. Prophet used to say when blondes cry, they look like sore-eyed cats. And I was sitting there. I had the arms of that chair covered with used napkins or posies that I made. And I was sitting there. I'd been crying. And somebody knocked at the door. Now, I was sitting in the living room, and the front door had a glass on it, and they could see right in. And I looked up, and they had this look on their face like, oh, my gosh, who died? because there I was, all covered with Kleenexes, some used, some as flowers, and I looked like a sore-eyed cat. And I went to the door, and they said, "Are you okay? What happened?" God delivered me at pity parties that day. Yeah, he did. I was just having a pity party. Nobody had died. Nobody was in the hospital. I was just feeling sorry for Sister Donna. Oh, feel sorry for me. But I couldn't tell them because I was their pastor's wife. And I was like, oh, I was just a little upset. What do you need? And I changed the subject very quickly. Never, that was the last pity party I ever had. And God began to show me. No, you don't sit and feel sorry for yourself. You don't sit and wallow in self-pity like a hog in a mud puddle. No, you do something. You take the kingdom by force. God gave us power. God gave us authority. He gave us the ability to overcome. Say, I am an overcomer. You can overcome whatever it is. Whatever it is that life and darkness dealt out to you, you can overcome it. Why? Because you are a believer. That's why. Ask of God. Seek his kingdom. Demand. Knock on the opportunities. Mark chapter 1, 22 and 27. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. They were amazed, verse 27, insomuch they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." Wow. They had never seen that before. He commands the unclean spirits and they obey him. They obey him. Remember the first time that I heard Prophet Deckard talking about speaking to a tornado. He said he was traveling to one of the churches to go preach, and right there in the middle of the road was a tornado headed straight for him. He said it looked like it wasn't moving. It looked like it was just sitting there in the road. And they say when it looks like it's sitting there, it's coming straight for you. And he said he commanded that tornado to get out of his way. And it jumped off the road into the field. He drove on by. I was like, wow! Wow! He did that? He commanded a tornado? Yeah, he did. You see, we are told that we are told we can do what Yeshua did. Yeshua commanded the storms more than once. He said, "Peace! be still. The wind stopped. The waves settled down. The rain stopped. There was peace. They were astonished. I was astonished. Someone to a tornado. And it would move. Have you ever been astonished? He taught them as one who had authority, gave them power and authority. Prophet Deckard taught us as one who had authority. But guess what? He taught us. We have authority over the weather. You hear on the news that bad weather's coming. Go outside. Put your tallit on. Speak to that storm. Command it not to harm you or your property. Set the angels about your property to protect you and your property. You have that authority. Well, Sister Dawn, I tried that once. It didn't work. Try it again. When you pray, believe you have it. Take the kingdom by force. Do it until it works for you. Do it until it works for you. You should set the angels every morning about you and your home, your family. He taught them as one who had authority, not as a scribe, not as a creatures of religion. You see, this God is not about religion. God is about faith. He taught them as one who had authority. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Lacedaemonians write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. God knows you. He knows your works. He knows what you are doing every day. He said, I know your works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. And I would that you were cold or hot. But because you are lukewarm. That's what religion is. Religion is lukewarm. Oh, we believe in God. But please pray for me because I need to have a pity party because things just ain't working out. Because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. You're not a disciple. You're not going to be given that power and authority when you're lukewarm. God said, I want you cold or hot. I want you to be either in battle or just go home. Throw your hands up and just be done with it. But when you're lukewarm, That's all of those that are telling everybody, oh, look at this, and their life is an absolute mess. An absolute mess. They pray and don't believe God for nothing. And nothing ever happens. They're lukewarm. The centurion in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. The centurion answered and said to the Lord. Now remember, he came, he said, Lord, my servant lies home with a palsy. And Yeshua looked at the centurion and said, I'll come. And he said, Lord, I'm not worthy. You should come under my roof. He said, I'm not worthy that you should come to my house. But he said, speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. The centurion understood the authority that Yeshua had. He said, if you will just speak the word, my servant will be healed. The authority. You see, the word of God has authority. There is an anointing on the word of God. There's anointing on each of us at different levels, but there is anointing on the word of God. And I remember as I was learning and studying and trying to get to the point that I could speak and pray and believe that I received. God began to show me this scripture. And he highlighted, it was almost like the words were illuminated on the page. Speak the word only. If you will speak the word of God about your problem only, don't speak about the physical part of it. Don't speak about the pain. Don't speak about the sickness. Speak the word. The word of God. You need to speak the solution, not the problem. And God's word is the solution. I'm broke. I don't have enough money to make ends meet. I can't pay all my bills. I'm broke. What are you speaking? Doubt and unbelief. Failure. Feel sorry for me. Pity party. God said, speak the word only. I began to look at the scriptures. The scriptures say that I am the head and not the tail. The scripture says that my God will meet all my needs according to his riches and glory, not according to my paycheck. The word says that God will prosper everything I set my hands to. And I began to speak God's word. Now, it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in a month. It didn't happen in a year. It didn't happen in 5 years. And there were times that I was like, God, we're broke. We don't have enough money. And then I had to repent for the doubt and unbelief. God will meet my needs according to his riches and glory. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. God has ways of making you prosper other than your paycheck. How many of you understand that if you're in health, God is prospering you because you don't have doctor bills that are going to take from that paycheck? How many of you know that if your car is running properly and it doesn't keep falling apart and having to be repaired, God is saving you money out of that paycheck, and it's going to go farther? Oh, Sister Donna, every time I turn around, I try to save up money, something breaks down. Speak the word only. Oh, Sister Donna, every time we turn around, one of the kids is outgrowing their shoes. Speak the word only. Sister Donna, every time I come to quarterly, I come home sick. Speak the word only. You have to force your way into the kingdom of God. You have to make a decision that you are only going to speak God's word about that situation. And let me tell you something. You'll be over here speaking God's word about healing, and the next thing you know, you'll hear yourself speaking doubt and unbelief about your finances. Or you'll be over here, you'll be doing great with healing, you'll be doing great with finances, but you'll be speaking doubt and unbelief about your children or your no good spouse. Speak the word only. The kingdom suffers violence. Darkness wants to steal and kill and destroy you, and it is ruthless. Darkness will take every avenue that he can to cause you to doubt God and to walk in unbelief. Speak the word only. What is it that you have been saying? Doubt and unbelief. There's a pity party. That's a feel sorry for me. What is it that you have been speaking that doesn't line up with God's word? You are the only one that can change that. You are the only one who can change what you're saying, what comes out of your mouth. Telling you so often, we destroy our faith by what we speak. Let me tell you something. Once you learn to speak the right way, God will take it a step deeper. And he'll start saying, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? The centurion said, speak the word only. my servant will be healed. It worked. It worked. The servant was healed. The servant was healed. 2 Timothy 1:7. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. When you're having a pity party, spirit of fear is working big time. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. What do you fear today? What happens in your life when fear comes up? God gave you power. He gave you power over that fear. He gave you love. He gave you a mind, a sound mind, a mind that can look in the scriptures and find those scriptures, a mind that can stand up and take the kingdom by force. God gave you the equipment you need to succeed. He gave you the power of His Word. He gave you the ability to speak either the Word or your pity party and fear, your choice. And He gave you love. He gave you love. And He gave you the ability to understand. Yishapakawa. Yishikarabahamaka. What is it you fear today? What is it that you're having pity parties over? What is it that you're speaking that doesn't line up with God's Word? You've been given power and authority. You have power and you have authority over that situation. Somebody today feels like that situation is looming over you. It's bigger than the highest mountain. It's wider than the deepest sea. And you feel so overwhelmed. God is there. Take the kingdom by force. Find those scriptures and begin to pray them. I am the head and not the tail. I am healed. I am prosperous in everything I set my hand to. I am delivered. I am. Whatever it is that's in God's Word that applies to your situation, you have to take it. You have to speak the Word only. And you have to take the kingdom by force. deny your flesh the pity party, the unbelief, the feel sorry. God does not participate in your pity parties. Father, dub everyone who's listening. I lift them up to you, Father. Father, may they get the revelation of speaking your word. May they get the revelation that they have power and authority over that situation. Want to pray for anyone who has a physical need. Somebody, you got something going on in your abdomen. I want you to put your hand right there. Anything else, anybody else that has anything, put your hand wherever it is. God is going to heal you today. I bind you, Satan. I bind you and your lying symptoms. I bind you in the name of Yeshua. Father, I speak healing. I command the healing to manifest in the name of Yeshua. Kishakakai! In the name of Yeshua, be healed. In the name of Yeshua, Kushaka! Kushaka! Father, I pray right now for those who have been convicted today. They haven't been speaking your word. They haven't been taking the kingdom by force. They haven't been forcing their flesh to do what it needs to do. I pray for them right now in the name of Yeshua. Father, give them a season. Give them a season, Father. Shekarabashikaha. In the name of Yeshua. Kushabaka. Satan, I bind you from them. I bind you from their time, from their understanding. I speak forth, Father. They take the kingdom by force and speak your word only. In Yeshua's precious name. Amen and amen. I want to thank each of you for tuning in today. I want to remind you of our website. We have materials available. Again, we have audio CDs of most of the things, but when those CDs are gone, everything will be on USB. Email your orders to cradle@jewishprophet.com. Shalom. Until tomorrow. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Shalom.